How are you?
Hang on, I'm going to stop you there, Raymond. Before we get going on this week's podcast, this is a little reminder, if you wouldn't mind, to rate and review at the end.
You can also subscribe so you automatically get our latest podcast the minute we put it up.
I think you mean drop.
Drop what? Did you just say it drops?
Yes, I did. The podcast drops.
Does it not land? I always prefer when you say, hit that subscribe button.
Well, whatever you do, make it easy on yourself and subscribe.
That's better.
Hello, you're listening to Jenny and Ray at Home. I'm Jenny.
I'm Ray.
And we're at home.
And you're 50.
I am.
Jenny Kelly is 50. Yay! How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel absolutely brilliant.
Welcome to the 50s.
I've had... No. What do you mean, the 50s?
I've just turned
50.
No, you're in your 50s.
No. I've just turned 50. So I'm literally just in the door. Like, I'm just in the door. You're in the room. You're going out the door. The other door. I've just stepped in.
Yeah, but you're in.
Yeah, I'm here.
The 50s room.
I am here. Yeah. Anyway, I am absolutely delighted to be here.
Great.
Delighted. Great. Happy. Energised. I've had the most amazing weekend. I feel 50 and fabulous.
And you look fabulous. You look fabulous. But you are in your 50s. That's important.
What are you saying?
No, because it makes me feel slightly better now that you're in your 50s.
Oh, yeah. So I've joined you.
Yeah. And there's only 7 years between us.
No, seven. There is eight. Actually, I thought that you were a year older. At the weekend, we were having a chat and I said, what? I said, you're not 58. You're not turning 59. He's like, no. We had a full-on conversation about that.
I know, and you would be the first to admit it, that your maths aren't the best.
No.
But you're 50.
Yeah.
I'm 57.
Yeah, but you're just 58.
Like. 57
you're just 58.
Minus 50 equals 7. There's 7 years between us.
Listen, it's fine. I am so delighted to be here on the spinning ball in the middle of the mad universe. So I'm delighted to be any age in here. I'm so happy, 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 annoyingly happy, actually.
Now, people will be interested, curious as to know how you celebrated your birthday.
Yes.
Can I get my spake in first?
Yeah.
I know it's your birthday weekend, but I did ask you on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
I asked you, do you want a party?
Yeah. And I said, no. Yeah. No, I don't want a party. Absolutely. I was like, no.
And then I asked you again.
That is so not what I wanted.
Then I said, are you sure?
Yes. And I said, yes. And I'm saying I'm sure. Remember, I even said to you, I am saying I do not want a party. I'm not saying I don't want a party, but maybe I actually do want a party. I do not want a party.
Yeah.
Imagine I had to keep saying that.
And I came back to you again. Are you really, really sure?
Yeah. And I was like, yes, I am. At one stage, we had a conversation that went like this. I am telling you now that I do not want a party. And these are the things that I would like to do.
Yes.
And then they kind of changed over time. I went from hotel, weekend, you know, hotel-y thing to... No, I don't even want that. I don't. And this is coming from a place of privilege. But over the years, well, obviously with the work that we do and also because we like going away, we've gone to loads of lovely hotels and had the most fab times. But I just was slightly allergic to being in a hot hotel, in a hot bed, and having to sit in a hot restaurant wearing too tight clothes. And no. So I said, no, I don't want that.
And you did. You made that quite clear to me.
Yes.
And then people would ask me, you know, they'd say, oh,
yeah, where are you going?
Jenny's celebrating her 50. That's a big birthday.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, and I'd say,
flying to Oz, then Dubai, via Dubai on the way back. No, we're not.
And I said to a number of people, I said, Jenny has, you know, stipulated that she doesn't want to party.
Yeah.
And they would respond, ha-ha. Yeah.
Oh, as if like he fell for that one.
Yeah.
No, they don't know me, those people who said that.
Yeah. And I said to him, no, I've gone back and I've said it. I've said, are you sure?
Yeah.
And she said, yes.
Listen,
and
this is the beautiful thing about getting older. The older that you get, I can't even speak. I have to put my teeth in. The older you get, the more you know what you like to do, what you want to do. And you don't kind of give a shit about, do you know, a lot of things are performative, you know, oh, well, we went there and we stayed here and we had this because you want to tell people what you did, as in the fancy stuff. But I don't want to do that. I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
I wanted just to jump in the sea. I wanted to be somewhere together. We could bring Stanley with us. Very relaxed. I said to you, just cook me a meal. I'd love that.
Yeah.
You did change it slightly. We did end up in a restaurant.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And I'm really glad actually we did. So that is one thing that was changed, but it was great. It was a really good crack because I haven't been out in so long. And we ended up wearing the same clothes. We actually turned into that couple where we were both wearing, was yours linen? I was wearing a navy linen blazer. And so were you. Now you have monopoly on that.
I had it first.
So I'm kind of morphing into you. And I'm going to shave my head next, which, you know me, I could quite easily do that because I've never really had big interest in my hair. I've got pretty crap hair. So anyway, we ended up like walking up a street together and I went, oh my God, we look like we're matching.
So we had denims on, a navy linen jacket.
We both had heels on.
And a navy tie.
You were giving out about your feet. It was like, my lipstick. God.
Bra, so, I always wear a bra.
Yeah, bra was a bit tight. Like that is, you know, sitting in a restaurant, you're just a bit hot. I'm just a bit like, you know, I'm just like, I just want to take my bra off. I wonder what people mind if you got into the restaurant and you just sat down and you went, Grant, we're here now. I'm just going to take... Just taking the bra off. Hope you don't mind. Or you could do it maybe that they just don't notice.
Yeah. That was on the Friday night, which was your birthday. And then on
Saturday, earlier that day, sorry, was we got into the sea.
Yes, we did.
In the rain, which was, I didn't care. I said, doesn't matter getting in the sea, no matter what. And it was pissing raining. But it was something fab about that as well. I'm actually glad it was raining. We were the only two Egypts on the beach and just laughed and just jumped in the sea. It was lovely.
And we could curse to our heart's content.
Oh, yeah. As in, because it was very cold.
Very cold.
Yeah,
very
it was.
Cold,
it
yeah,
was very yeah, cold. Yeah.
No, I told you that recently that somebody spotted, I think it was Kieran in work, spotted somebody tweeted a picture of a big sign on a Sligo beach.
Yeah.
And there's loads of things about dogs and, you know, rubbish and all that. But there was an unusual thing. No profanity.
Okay.
And I immediately thought...
Oh, I heard you say
that. Yeah, you're getting into a cold sea and you do. That's what you do. You do. Oh, yeah. No, not if there's children
I don't think we were doing. I think
like
we
that.
Were going... Whoa, whoa, whoa. It was more the monkey noise. I think I was like... Whoa. That's what I was doing going in.
Yeah. And we brought you with us on Saturday on a long hike. And the intention was to do... the podcast. Yeah. And we attempted to do it, but we just thought that the quality isn't good enough. But we'll play you out, you know, because we did it. We recorded in a half an hour.
We did. We've been out all... No, it was the halfway mark, really,
halfway
wasn't
mark,
it?
Yeah.
More than halfway. Yeah. And we just sat down, just had our picnic, and we said, right, we'll just do this now for the crack.
Hello, you're listening to Jenny and Ray at Home. I'm Jenny.
I'm Ray.
We're sitting on an edge of a cliff this week.
I'll
say that again. We're sitting on an edge... No, the edge. What am I sitting on?
The edge of a cliff.
Yeah, I'll do it again. Hello, you're listening to Jenny and Ray at Home. I'm Jenny.
I'm Ray.
And we're sitting on the edge of a cliff.
Yes, we are.
We actually are.
Yes, we are.
How do we prove it? Cliff, talk.
Well, I could wave the microphone out. And,
No, don't.
No, why not?
Because it'll get too windy.
See, it was too windy.
Was. Yeah. That actually sounds okay, but it just as it went on, it was too bad.
Yes.
And it was... Amazing. It was actually the best podcast we've ever done. It was the best podcast we've ever done. Ever.
Now, it might have been a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Because...
I know, it was a bit smug.
Yes.
It was a bit, look at us. We've been for a walk and now we're sitting looking out at the sea. Look at us.
And describing the perfect horizon.
I felt a bit like that after. Yeah, I felt a bit dirty. So yeah, so it was probably a good thing then that it was very windy.
There was loads of good bits in it, though, as you're saying.
Yeah.
Here are all the things we spoke about on the podcast, which you will never hear. Mm. So, things related to birthdays. We spoke about our favourite birthdays over the years. We spoke about our 21sts. Your 21st, Jenny.
Yes. Oh, you want me to talk about it?
Yeah,
you said
you'll
never hear about it.
No, but no, they'll never hear the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what I was saying, the reason we even brought it up was I said, like, you know, about the parties. And I said, I have done the big parties. Like I had a massive 21st, which was essentially like a wedding, as if I was getting married to myself. It was, there were like 150, 200 people there, I'd say, like possibly. It was in a hotel. It was black tie. I got a dress made. It had a train. Like,
pure
you know
posh.
What I mean? It could have been, I could have been wearing a feckin' tiara, but I wasn't. No. No, I was never like that. And then my 30th, which was in Blessington, which was mad crack. But again, that was a big party. 40th, literally just turned 40 and then had Tom. So there was no big party. And so for my 50th, I was like, no thanks.
Mm.
Feeling a bit self-indulgent now. I just feel like I've just been talking about myself.
Well, you organised my 50th, which was a surprise party.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a surprise, but...
But it was a surprise up until the day.
Yes, up until the day.
Up and until
it,
a few hours.
A really good job. Was lovely. And people I hadn't seen in years were there. It was like my whole life in front of me.
Yeah. You see, I was only a young one then, so I thought 50 was so old, we should mark it. I was like, Jesus, but this is a big one. Now that I'm here, I'm like, no, it's grand. It's not that big at all. You don't need the big party.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't mind that I did that. I kind of feel... That's the beauty of getting older. We learn more. I possibly should have maybe had a discussion with you about what wanted.
No. I've done the parties as well. Like I had a big 21st. Didn't get a dress made for myself.
No.
It wasn't black tie, but it was in a hotel.
Yeah.
Pure posh. There were hundreds of people at it. And I think at that stage in your life, you still have your primary school. You still have your I was in college, so I had the college people, sport, I had the sport people. Still at home in Kildare, so anybody who knew me was there as well.
There's loads of people.
Loads of people, yeah. Hundreds of people. And it was a good old night. And I remember I was DJing at the time, obviously, but despite my protestations, they insisted that I get somebody else to DJ it.
Yeah, but you couldn't DJ your own party.
Yeah, a local guy called Kristen Murta.
Okay.
Kristen Murta. Anyway, and we would have had different tastes in music.
I'm just actually sitting here shaking my head going, oh my God. Like, if you don't know this about Ray, he's a bit of a control freak. No, and particularly when it comes to music. Oh dear Jesus, yes. No, so I can't believe, and even at 21, I'd say you were a million times worse than you are now.
Yeah, I would have been a little bit more strident about my tastes and what
should be. So what were you saying to him? No,
played.
Don't play that. Were you doing this, like cut off the song, you know, the throat signal?
It's a good while since I've been at a 21st, but back in the day, there was a sort of formula.
Yeah.
So people came into the thing and you were just playing music in the background. Maybe some people dancing, but not really. And then at some point, when you felt everybody was in the room,
yes,
you would go, okay, it's time to cut the cake.
I never did cut the cake.
Oh, yeah. You bring the cake up.
The cake? That is like a wedding.
The person who celebrated their 21st cuts the cake. They all sing happy birthday for he's a jolly good fellow.
Was that not the 21 Kisses?
And off the back, or that, yes.
Okay.
We didn't do 21 Kisses.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Off the back of that then, you play your...
Boom.
Yes.
You're getting back on the
your
floor.
Your banger, as they call it now.
Yeah, your banger.
The big tune.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the one that's going to set the tone for the rest of the night. You know, oh, yes, let's go. And he played...
Been a hit back in the day.
Oh, God, I just hated it.
I'd say people loved it.
No.
You hated it, but did other people love it?
Well, they didn't really get a chance to dance to it.
Oh, God.
Because I went straight up.
No.
Yeah. Said, excuse me, Kristen.
Whatever your name is.
No, his name was Kristen.
Kristen?
Kristen, yeah.
Kristen.
Yes.
Not Christian.
No, Kristen.
Well, what's Kristen?
That's a name, Kristen.
That's not a name.
Yeah.
You've made that up.
No, that is a real name.
Kristen is not a name.
It is.
I've never.
And it's his name.
Kristen.
Kristen Murta, yeah.
Was he foreign?
No
Murta.
Yeah.
Kristen.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. I think you've just misheard that your whole life. His name is Christian, but anyway.
I said, excuse me, Kristen. And I he stepped aside. I took the needle off the record, took the record off the deck, replaced it with something. I can't remember exactly
what. You are... Officially so annoying.
So
everybody was dancing. The heat is on. Yeah, come on. It's on the street. And next thing, douche, death. Silence.
Well, that's my memory of it. That's my, if there was a movie.
And what song did you put on, Mr. Know-it-all?
I actually can't remember.
What?
It might have been Psycho Killer by Talking Heads.
So you remember what Christian did?
Yes.
But you...
Christian.
But you don't remember what you put on your banger.
It was
Ray's banger. What was Ray's banger? I want to know what your banger was.
It could have been Kool and the Gang, Celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on.
You just said celebrate time. Come on.
Oh, right, whatever it is. Yeah. Celebrate. Or it could have been, it might have been Psycho Killer by Talking Heads, which was big at the time. It could have been Relax.
I'm just thinking that his choice, although obvious, was probably a good one.
Yeah, it probably was.
So long ago, you know, and it was a hit back then.
I was explaining to Kate recently about those songs, and maybe this is why I didn't like them, because there was a spate of songs like that. They were sort of AOR American, and they were all written for movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
So that was... That was Beverly Hills Cop.
And that was such a brilliant film. Beverly Hills love Cop, that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there have been this one.
Maniac. No, I love that.
Yeah.
That's good crap. And
that's from Flashdance.
Yeah, brilliant film. And then film. There was... Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, that's Kenny Loggins from Footloose.
Yeah.
But listen to them all now, watch.
I dance to that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Yeah, I'd dance all of them. Yeah. Be delighted with myself.
And they're 148 beats per minute. Oh, slightly geez. Too fast for
That's
dancing.
It's just so anorexic. It's terrifying. Terrifying.
Poor anyway, question. that was my 21st. It was a good old night. We stayed up all night.
If you're listening, Christian, you can send us an email with your side of events.
Christum.
To Christian. To Jenny and Ray Home at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, Christian.
So that was the 21st. And then 30th, I was working at something and went in for a couple of pints into town. 40th, again, working. There was lunch somewhere.
No, 40th, I forced you to do. I did a lunch.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, and then...
Hang on a second. I did a big thing for you. Mini buses out to Hoth.
Yes, that was the year after.
Yeah.
It was 41.
Yeah, you're 41 because you were such a grumpy old git for your 40th. We went to that place that we used to go for lunch when we were in Today FM Jervis.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. And we insisted on getting a bit of cake. And I actually still have photographs of that. You big face on you. And then the next year organised a really good crack party.
Yeah, that
party.
Was good crack.
That was great.
It was.
Yeah, so the celebrations have continued.
Yes.
And it's Sunday evening. And I went in and got myself a cake today so we could have it with the kids.
Great. but yesterday we had that lovely walk. And I think we've mentioned this before.
Okay.
No, we haven't, because...
That was in the other podcast.
The last leg of the walk, you hadn't been on before.
No.
And that's where there are more benches than the first leg of the walk.
Yeah, memorial benches.
Memorial benches, yeah.
I love a memorial bench. Love them. Love them. Love reading the inscriptions. I like to take a seat to see what you should be looking at.
Yeah.
Do you know why they put it there? Love it. It's just so calming.
There was one to Michael Smith, and it said something like... We hope you enjoy the view that he loved.
Yeah.
That was the bench. Yeah, and you sat in it and I took a picture actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can put that up if you like.
Oh, thank
so
you.
It's over the shoulder shot.
Yes.
So people can see the view
that they're Michael's
talking about.
Michael's view.
And Jerry Houston, they had the inscription and it was lyrics from the Bob Dylan song. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on it. And we were walking down and we met this couple, and we'd met them before last year, Stuart and Isabella. And I think Stuart is originally from
England,
and Isabella is French.
Yes.
But they live locally, and Stuart is well into his 80s.
You wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it. He was telling us about he has a wonky knee, and then he was out walking to unwonky it.
Yes.
And he was unwonkying it.
He's a lucky man because it turns out that his son is a physiotherapist. Who specialises in knees.
I know. So his advice is obviously just to keep moving.
Moving.
He said he's no parts in it. Like it's still his knee.
Yes.
You know, he hadn't had the op or anything. So they were gorgeous, weren't they?
And they were heading off to sit on that
Yeah, they were going to have a picnic on the Forever Young.
Forever Young bench.
Yeah. Isn't that lovely?
I want to be Stuart when I grow up.
Yeah. You could be.
Yeah. And he still gets into the sea and...
I'm already just got the fear there if I ever have to do a memorial bench for you. I'm going to get it so arseways if I choose the wrong song or the wrong lyric. You're going to have to put that down somewhere. Just write it down what you'd like written on the memorial bench.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, but don't go when you're going to be coming back to haunt me for... Because I'm so much younger than you, obviously. It's going to be years. You're going to be coming back to haunt me because I've chosen the wrong lyric. Think about it. Anyway, think about it.
7 years isn't
think
a lot.
About it.
7 years.
Think about it. But yeah, they're a gorgeous couple.
And then there was another one I took a picture of. I have it on my phone, actually. I must get the name of the person because that's important, isn't it? Kieran Burns. And the inscription was, life is an ocean and love is a boat. in troubled waters that keeps us afloat. Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled waters it keeps us afloat.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty perfect quote.
But your favourite one is the one on the first leg of the walk.
God, there's a...
George's Bench.
Oh, well, I love George's Bench. Yes. I thought you meant an inscription that I love the most.
No, George's Bench.
No, I love George's Bench. I don't know. I have a certain affinity towards it. I just like to go over there and go, hiya, George, and just sit down. That's it, really. Myself and George have a little chat and it's lovely.
And there's an inscription from your man's book.
Yeah, from Charlie McAsee.
Yeah, on it. Which is lovely. We told him, actually, that the inscription, he was so delighted with himself.
Yeah.
That his work, his words... You know, were so important to people who'd lost a really young child that they put them as an inscription on a bench.
I know, yeah.
Lovely.
So lovely.
Do you know what we were talking to this man during the week, and it is related, Martin Neary. And he lives halfway between Swinford and Charlestown in County Mayo. And he decided somewhere along the way, he's in his late 70s, that he wanted to be buried on his own land. It sounds like, what's your man's name? From Limerick, the actor, Harris.
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris movie, doesn't it? Anyway, he saw permission from the local county council and they said, no.
No.
No, Martin Neary, you'll poison the water.
Poison the water.
That's what they said.
Forget the fact that there's a graveyard with 50,000 bodies up the road. No. That's what they said.
You'll poison the water.
And so, he went, that's a load of crap.
Yeah. And he was dogged.
Although I don't think Martin would ever say that's a load of crap, to be fair.
So he went on board Planola and they said, yeah, Martin. Yeah. You can be buried on your own land. And then after he got permission, he willed the land, about 29 acres, to Mayo County Council. And they have now wooded it, if that's the word.
Yes.
They've planted trees.
Rewilded it.
Yes. And it'll be forever called the Martin Neary Woodland Park.
Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that so lovely? And I love the fact... Because he's an animal lover and he particularly loves dogs and his dogs are all buried there.
Yes.
And he said one of his favourite things to see now is people walking the land there with their dogs just running free, you know, not on leads, just running. And I just think that's lovely.
Yeah, but you wouldn't like to be buried in the back garden now, for example.
I don't know. Oh, I wouldn't mind. Why not?
You can't do it.
I don't think be buried anyway, but ashes scattered.
But that's fine.
Although I don't know, actually, I haven't fully made up my mind about that.
Right.
No, I have, really. Yes, no, I have. No, cremated. For
yeah,
sure.
I'm going to be cremated too. Yeah, yeah. So, but you have to pick the bit of music because that's the crucial. That's one of the big songs in your life.
Yeah.
So your friends and family will gather around. You would be in the coffin.
Oh, so.
And then there's a moment then when the coffin either is lowered down or goes away behind a curtain.
Yeah.
That's the moment and it needs a song.
You better write that down now for me. You better write that down because I'll choose the wrong one.
Right.
Although, just to make myself laugh, I'd probably choose Gabriel's Oboe. Just to make myself laugh. Actually, I'm right. The two of us would just actually be roaring laughing, which would be completely inappropriate to Gabriel's Oboe. And then the curtain's closing.
You hate it when I play that.
Oh, anything sad, but Gabriel's Oboe. Jesus God.
But they use that. They use Gabriel's Oboe when they're reading out the death notices. On local radio stations.
I'm going to change the name of this podcast. I'm just telling you. It's not, hello, you're listening to Jenny and Ray at Home. It's going to be, hello, you're listening to the Death Podcast. Come join us for 30 minutes of death talk. You'll leave inspired.
Yeah. You know that piece of music there I was playing for you?
Which one?
Happy Birthday, Happy Birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's by the Altered Images.
Right.
Claire Grogan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know her. I can see her. Her little face.
Yeah, she was in Gregory's Girl.
Yes.
What age would you say she is now?
Well, see, now you've given it away because Gregory's Girl was in the 70s.
Right.
So she is at least 68.
No, she's 60.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
She was born in 1962, actually on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, I got that wrong.
And she's still gigging around the place and she has her own radio show on some 80s channel. I bet
she still looks very pixie-like.
She does. Yeah. I saw a picture of her there.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember we used to do, where are they now?
Yeah, one of my favourites.
Increasingly, I'm asking that question, where are they now?
Yes, well, we do that constantly. Yeah. Where are they now? Where are they now? Do you know who we were keep asking that about? Because, I don't know, it keeps popping up every time you're in the car with me. Paolo Nutini.
Yes.
Where is Paolo Nutini?
Yeah.
Do you remember when he came in to Today FM? Oh, he just had, sorry, but like he had this like energy of, and he was just so gorgeous and fun, and wasn't he? He was just fab. He just lit up the place. You know, when you meet somebody like that, he literally just came in. He was like, oh, we were all like, oh my God, he's so fab.
One of those people who flirts with everybody.
Oh my God, like, everybody.
He flirted with the microphone, he flirted with you, Will, anybody.
Everybody
anything,
was like,
anything.
Oh, he's
the desk
gorgeous.
In the corner, he flirted with the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of guy he was.
Lovely.
You meet people like that.
Where is he?
Don't know.
Paolo Nutini, where
and,
is he?
And that's the other one. Where is. No, where is. Oh, yeah, it was a
close home by anyone's standards. Love the song. Fall into the dark.
First sight of the sunlight. Julia Turner! We loved her.
Loved her.
Yeah.
Did she not say she was just giving it all up? Was she not going to do something like bonkers, like the law or something? No,
speech therapist, I think.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, but something completely
different.
Oh, you should have a ring her up and find out where she is. She, oh my God, what a beautiful voice.
And lovely woman too.
Gorgeous person.
Gentle and quiet and lovely.
Gorgeous. Oh my God, all the flashbacks.
All the flashbacks. Because you see, when we were driving down the country over the weekend, I had a sort of a Today FM Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
All the songs we used to play.
Yeah.
So she came up, as did Paolo Nutini.
Yeah.
Air, French band Air.
Yeah.
Remember you used to do that thing? The it was that,
the tractor.
At 11 o'clock.
Tractor Tuesday. No.
Yeah.
Relax. Unwind.
Chill.
You've just ruined it.
Sorry.
You've just ruined it. You didn't do this.
No, you did it.
You back off from that microphone. I'll do it again. Relax. I can't do it now. You ruined the moment, Ray. It was already moment.
Relax.
You like chill.
Because like there was like hundreds of chill albums, compilations. But French band Air were one of the big ones. Oh, them were the days. Them were the days.
Playing all the hits.
Playing
all the hits. Anyway, I would just like to publicly thank you for a fab weekend.
Oh, all right.
Had an absolutely fab time.
Well, I get pleasure out of giving you pleasure.
Ah, Jesus. Ray, we said we weren't going to talk about that. Obviously, weekend away without the kids, you know yourself.
Stop.
I feel 20 again. Jesus.
On that bombshell,
we will definitely talk to you next week.
Emails.
You can send us emails to jennyandrayhome@gmail.com. I have a few emails, but I just don't think they suit right now.
Okay.
After that, okay? So jennyandrayhome@gmail.com. I'll read those out next week, I promise. And if you wouldn't mind, rate and review. It helps us. It gets us out there. And you can also subscribe as well. Hit that subscribe button. Anyway, talk to you next week. Life is an ocean and love.